Chapter 21. Griffith Garraman's office was a testament to his success, opulence emanating from every crevice. Plush leather chairs, their deep burgundy hue reminiscent of a fine Bordeaux, encircled the room, offering both comfort and power to those who occupied them. At the centre stood a mahogany desk, its surface polished to perfection, reflecting the dim light that filtered through the heavy curtains. Dominating one wall, a large painting of a battlefield loomed as a constant reminder of the strife and victories that had led to Griffith's current position. The door creaked open as Hector Holdfast entered, his confident stride proving to his audience that he couldn't be intimidated. In one hand he held a briefcase containing a thin tablet. He had been here many times before to plot strategy with Garamond, but the grandiosity of the office always left him feeling awestruck, despite his own vast wealth and his control of many conglomerates. "Ah, Hector," Griffith said, his voice low with a gravely edge. "Griffith," Hector replied, forcing a smile. "It's been too long." "Indeed," Griffith agreed, his eyes scanning Hector's face for any sign of weakness. "I'm glad you could meet me on such short notice. I wanted to catch you before you jetted away," he said, one arm vibrating upwards, imitating a plane taking off. "Please, have a seat." Hector nodded and lowered himself into one of the plush chairs, sinking into the soft embrace of the leather. The fingers of one hand drummed on an armrest, while his other hand clutched the briefcase as if it were a lifeline. "Can I offer you something to drink?" Griffith asked, already heading towards the decanter of scotch on a side table. The amber liquid swirled within, taunting Hector. "Or a cigar," Griffith offered, cutting and then lighting a Cuban cigar for himself. "Honestly, I don't have time," Hector replied, appearing moderately anxious. "Let's get to it, Griffith." Hector hated the smell of any smoke, but the cigar exhaust made him nauseous. "Suit yourself," Griffith said, shrugging nonchalantly. He slowly poured himself a glass of scotch, its dense aroma of smoked peat filling the room, adding to the tension that hung in the air. He strode back over to his desk and sat down. "Hector," he began, his voice stern, "I asked you here to discuss our business ventures. It seems that we've been stepping on each other's toes lately." This opening wasn't a surprise to Hector Holdfast. He had intentionally been encroaching on Garraman's primary focal points, security, surveillance, for some time, and Garamond had already called him on it. "It's not so bad, is it?" Hector asked, feigning innocence. Garamond paused. He put the hard crystal glass down on the desk with a subtle thud. He eyed Hector with a predatory gaze. "It's bad." He paused for as long as he could before Hector felt compelled to say something. Just as Hector's mouth was about to open, he burst out. "You've completely fucking embarrassed me with the fucking EU and their latest fucking security contract for the fucking representatives. Who the fuck do you think you are?" Despite the expletives, Garamond's voice was consistent. "Garamond, look," Hector started calmly. "Here are some proposals I've drafted for potential collaboration opportunities between our companies," he offered, maintaining his own assertive tone. He opened his briefcase and took out a sheaf of documents. "I think there's a lot of potential for both of us if we work together instead of against one another. This has always been the way with the council." "Let me see," Griffith said, reaching for the papers. His fingers traced over the words, the corners of his mouth curling into a sinister smirk. "Interesting ideas, Hector, but why should I trust you? Your company has been poaching my clients for years now." "Holdfast Inc. and its subsidiary companies continue to pay you dividends, much like you pay us. We have always worked with you to find ways to minimize taxes and share any losses against your companies so that you can hide the real money in non-extradition countries." "Griffith, I assure you, we've always been looking out for you," Hector asserted, his face flushing slightly with anger. "If we don't at least pretend to offer better services at more competitive prices, a bunch of knobs in Belgium will wind up investigating everything we've worked on." He let the idea hang in the air for a moment. "You know as well as I do that this is the best way." "Of course you're right," Garraman conceded with an air of annoyance, tossing the papers back onto the desk. Let's continue to pretend then, shall we? There was a threat to his tone that Hector didn't appreciate. Garriman was just trying to flex his muscles, but he didn't take it lightly. Look, I'm simply trying to find a way for us both to profit, Hector stammered, clenching his fists in frustration. I'm going to pretend I didn't hear you say that, and I'm going to pretend that this doesn't bother me. Griffith barked, slamming his glass down on the desk. The sound echoed through the room, a sharp punctuation to the brewing storm of anger and resentment. Hector fought the urge to fidget under Griffith's stern gaze. The older man's outburst had done little to put him at ease. It was clear that their tumultuous history would not be easily forgotten. Griffith, Hector began again, let's talk about how you can respond, publicly, by engaging in a little open market competition for one of the contracts we want, namely to supply a security detail, militia, cameras, networking, the whole works, to our partners in Poland. Griffith leaned forward aggressively, the leather chair creaking in protest under his imposing frame. Hector couldn't help but to lean back just a few hairs. Listen, Hector, Griffith said, his voice low and dangerous, each word smelling of peat and ash. Don't think I don't see through your little charade here. You're not interested in collaboration or pooling resources, as you so eloquently put it. You just want to dig your claws into what we've developed. I know you want to keep an eye on the rest of us. Griffith, that's simply not true, Hector protested. His voice was casual, but his face flushed with indignation. He clenched his jaw, fury bubbling up inside him. He took a deep breath, trying to stay calm in the face of Griffith's relentless hostility. We need each other more than we'd like to admit. Need you? Griffith roared, his voice resonating throughout the opulent office like a clap of thunder. A plume of cigar smoke escaped his lips as he leaned even further across the mahogany desk, his face contorted with rage. I'd sooner sell my soul to the devil himself than admit to needing anything from you. Fine, Hector snapped, finally losing his composure. Keep clinging to your petty grudges and your inflated sense of self-importance. Just remember that when your empire comes crumbling down around you, I offered us, you, a chance to save it. Get the fuck out of my office! Griffith spat, his face contorted with rage. Get out of my office before I throw you out myself! We'll take this up with the council! Hector stared at him for a moment, his eyes blazing with unspoken fury, before he rose from the chair and strode towards the door. He stopped abruptly, however, as a thought struck him. Turning back to Griffith, he spoke one last time, his voice icy and resolute. Mark my words, Griffith, Hector said, his gaze unwavering. You'll regret your short-sightedness. His heart pounded so loudly in his chest, he was sure Griffith could hear it too. With a deep breath, he turned and left the office.